Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about how our least favorite things about summer, the poison ivy, the mosquitoes, could get worse because of global warming.
First, a tentative deal was reached today in Congress to reform the Veterans Administration healthcare system. The Department of Veterans Affairs has come under fire in the last few months because of allegations of serious shortcomings at its medical facilities.
Lee Munsell is with us to discuss this deal and how Congress might reform the VA health system. She's a defense reporter for Politico. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So we heard today from Bernie Sanders on the Senate side, Jeff Miller on the House side, had a press conference today to unveil this deal. What are the main points of it? What are the broad strokes?
Well, the things we know that are kind of the main points of this bill, it's a $17 billion overall bill. The legislation costs $17 billion overall. It allocates $5 billion of that to hire new doctors and nurses, so it beefs up the staff at the VA. It also gives the VA secretary new authority to fire or demote senior officials accused of mismanagement, so trying to kind of take aim at the sorts of people who were responsible for the mismanagement that brought this to the forefront of the national attention span a couple months ago. It also creates a system where veterans can seek private care if their VA doctors are unable to treat them within 14 days. So again, if you remember, there were these wait line situations where people were waiting for a really long time to even be seen in the first place. So this bill allows veterans to seek care outside of the VA system if it's taking too long to be seen. A couple other things it does, it caps the costs for the veterans seeking private care, so it keeps it at a certain cap. It also removes some of the bureaucratic barriers that slowed hiring and also prohibits bonuses for VA employees through 2016 because the bonuses were another thing that came under fire.
So it sounds like they're trying to tackle two major problems seen at the VA. First, the long wait times for veterans to get into a hospital in the first place, and then the scandal over the cover-ups and accountability and management of the VA. Were those two key parts of a plan here?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are kind of some of the first things they were trying to fix. Obviously, the issues that we've seen have to do with the quality of care as well as the time in which it takes for veterans to receive care at all. So those are some of the things they tried to get to with this bill.
Are you surprised that they're announcing a deal? Because it seemed like just late last week there was some finger-pointing going on about the lack of a deal and whose fault it was, and then they got through the weekend. They've got something today.
Yeah, last week this bill looked to be in very dire straits. One of the things that kind of sinks bills in Congress in general is how long it takes to come to a deal. And in this case, they're heading out on August recess at the end of this week. So even though this bill has been announced, a deal has been come to by the leaders in the House and the Senate on the VA committees, they still have to get it passed through both the House and the Senate and to the president's desk by Friday if they want to do this before recess. So there are kind of some time issues as well.
Have we heard anything from veterans groups responding to this yet?
You know, they're just now, I mean, this deal was just made today. The things that I've seen are just the applauding of a deal at all. The fact that it did happen, because, again, it didn't look like it was going to last week. But that's really kind of the first. It seems like people are kind of parsing the language for more specific responses, and those will start to roll in now in the next couple of hours, I'd imagine.
Maybe a similar answer here. Are we hearing any criticism of this from Congress, any indication that a lot of representatives might be voting against this?
Not necessarily. I mean, I haven't heard anything about vote tallies yet or what it looks like specifically trying to get this through the House or the Senate. They're certainly in the Senate. There are procedural hurdles that will make it more difficult as far as getting this done on time. But as far as like a strong opposition bloc, that's less likely. This is the sort of, you know, if the fact that the leaders of these committees can come up with a compromise, a lot of times it's the sort of bipartisan thing that should pass fairly well in Congress. In fact, these sorts of veterans bills are the sorts of things that people can get behind pretty easily, but that's not to say that this is done by any means.
I was going to say, there's a lot of legislation that's going to be left on the table by the end of this week, immigration and some other things. When it comes to a veterans issue, especially one that's been in the news so much, do you think that there's a lot of heat on Congress to get something done?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a big part of why we saw this deal kind of break through over the weekend and then was finally announced today. There's a lot of pressure to get something done on this VA issue. There have been a lot of hearings over the past couple of months with different VA officials. Sloan Gibson, the interim VA head, was just on Capitol Hill last week taking a grilling from lawmakers about what sorts of things can be done and should be done to improve the VA. So, there's a lot of push to try and get this legislation done before the Congress leaves for recess.
What were some of the sticking points last week? I know one of the issues was where the money, however much money it was going to come from.
Yeah, well, that was what the stalemate kind of came from, was the funding and deciding where it would come from at all. So it's not necessarily the policy differences, but it was about how to pay for it. So there are a lot of different things that people suggested, but it was just really some people had different ideas than others on how to come up with the $17 billion, which it ended up being for this bill.
One of the concerns I know was that if, as the plan does, you let veterans go outside the VA system when they couldn't get timely care, there was a concern that there'd be a stampede, a rush away from veterans facilities and into private systems. What, in the agreement reached today, did they address that concern?
Yes. Well, this bill today does, it creates a system where veterans can seek private care if VA doctors aren't able to treat them within 14 days. So it's more of a kind of if-then proposition. It's not that everyone can do this in every case if they would prefer to go outside the VA system. It just makes that option available to certain veterans who need it, which it seems to be a compromise of sorts.
So plan A, if you're a veteran, is still you have to start at the VA, and only then if you can't get care in that time period or within a certain distance, as I understand it, then that billions of dollars to help fund outside treatment, that's when that kicks in.
Yeah, according to what I've seen so far and a quick reading of the bill, that's what it seems like is the case. But you originally have to start within the VA system, and then if it takes more than 14 days to be seen, then you can go elsewhere.
There's been obviously a lot of criticism of the VA healthcare system in recent months. Is this a little tweak around the edge, or do you think this really tackles head on the real issues and the image problems that came out of all this?
Well, it's a start. I mean, certainly we know that the VA has a lot more going on. It's almost like the metaphor of an iceberg that you only see just the tip top of it, and there's a lot more going on in this really massive organization that's had a number of issues for years, which we've known about some of them, and some of them we're just finding out about now. So there's still a lot to be done within the VA, certainly, but this is a start.
We'll leave it there for now. Lee, thanks for checking in with us today.
Thank you.
That's Lee Munsell. She's defense reporter at Politico.